Hi, Gone Wild Audio. Ivory Tongue posted a questionnaire, and I don't do a whole lot of questionnaires. This one is a question for multi-orgasmic women, which is something that I most definitely am. And so I thought I would give it a shot. I am, nothing if not a naughty girl, so I'm going to probably provide a little demonstration along with my answers, because, any excuse, right? And I know you'll just hate it. So I have right now a my lovely Lilo vibrator on random against my clit, which will make me say things that don't make sense, but I will do my best. And I will maybe there's six questions, so maybe I'll come between each question or something. I don't know. We'll see how I feel after the first one. Question one. Have you always been multi-orgasmic, or is it something that's developed over time? Have you gotten more or less orgasmic over time? I don't think I've always been. It is definitely something that became more apparent after I started having more G-spot orgasms, instead of just clitoral orgasms. So, it's much easier to have multiple G-spot orgasms, but, over time, as I have, as my sex drive has increased, it really doesn't make a difference. So either way, but I would say I've definitely gotten, more multi-orgasmic, but I never remember a time where I was like one and done. That was never really a thing for me. I feel like I've already kind of answered the second one, so I'll just keep going for right now. When and how did you discover your ability to climax multiple times? Are there techniques or circumstances that are more likely to bring you to multiple orgasms? I have a vaguely vivid memory of I was having sex with someone and I thought that I was done, like I'd already come, and I was like, okay, and now I'll just enjoy myself and make him feel good, and then like I was coming again. So that was a fun surprise. And so that was probably the first time that I like really realized it. But I have always sort of had long masturbation sessions, so definitely penetration is more likely to bring me to multiple orgasms, but it's really just a matter of not getting desensitized. So the only time that I ever really can't have multiple orgasms is if I get really sensitive after I come, which does happen sometimes, but usually it's much more likely to happen by myself. And if I've been edging for a while, like I have right now, but it doesn't happen very often, so and it's sometimes hard to know. But I think I've waited long enough, don't you? The random is not quite enough. Oh, because it will go up and then go back down. So now I'm fucking myself with my toy. And, okay. answer to the next question. I think that was, I don't know how many, I'm gonna count that, like, maybe three? Okay, maybe. Okay. Do the orgasms increase or decrease in intensity throughout a session or stay the same? Does it vary? And if so, what makes it vary? Does the time between orgasms vary? It all varies for me. There's no pattern, and it usually just depends on what I'm doing or what my partner's doing. Stimulation will definitely get me off faster. Once I've started coming, it's really hard to stop in the middle. I just want to keep going. Makes me very greedy. But it's highly variable, and sometimes the first orgasm will be very strong and it will get weaker, and sometimes it'll go the other way, and sometimes there'll be like a build up to a really strong one and then a bunch of little ones after. And I, to be honest, have absolutely no idea whatsoever what makes the difference. Oh fuck. Oh god, the random setting on this toy is so evil. I'm gonna be greedy again, I think. Fuck. Oh yeah. Yes. Okay, next question. Okay, what is the highest number of orgasms you've had in one session, and what did that session involve? I don't know. I don't usually count. I would say the longest session that I know for sure, that I have like a time period on, was when we recorded the bookshop, which if you have not listened to and you like to listen to girls having multiple orgasms, you should look up in the sub, because it's a lot of girls having a lot of orgasms. But that took between 2 or 3 hours, except for a lot of giggling at the beginning, it was mostly coming through the whole thing. So that's like the longest that I know for sure. I'm sure I've probably played that long on my own, and I probably came, I don't know, 30 times with that during that. And that was with, you know, a certain amount of holding back, because really. Okay. I'm gonna do number 5. When you stop masturbating, do you feel like you could have orgasmed more? Do you stop because you're too sensitive, fully satiated, no longer aroused? That usually depends. Sometimes I don't have a lot of time. Sometimes it's just sort of something, to sort of sate oneself. But I would say it takes a long time for me to get to a point where I feel like I really just want to stop. It's usually like, you know, I have a life, I have things I have to do. So I usually will wait till I feel tired, I guess. So it's more like I, you know, physically get fatigued, and that's usually when I want to stop. The rebound is always pretty quick for me, so it's just a matter of what time is available. And sometimes, sometimes I will get too sensitive, but then I can still usually probably come again within 5 minutes or so, especially if I come from penetration or from a vibrator on my clit, and then I can still come from penetration. So, you know, That works. Yeah. Did I answer that question? Yeah. No, and sometimes there is a sense that there's one big one that I'm building up to, and then after that I'm usually definitely tired. The one thing that I will say always pretty much wears me out are anal orgasms, which for whatever reason, not for whatever reason, but they make me tired for a couple days, so those I usually will I only have those on the weekends. And they usually are the end of towards the end of playtime, because it's just very tiring. It's like a whole body endeavor. But I can't have still more than one of those. I just need a nap after. I think I get to come one more time, at least one more time, and then I'll answer the last question. Yeah? Does that seem okay? Okay, I don't know who I'm asking. Sometimes it's hard to stop. What was I going to talk about? Oh, the last question. Please say anything else you'd like to say about your orgasms, being multi-orgasmic, or any other questions on the topic I forgot to ask. Well, I will say one question that people always ask is, do you squirt? I kind of do sometimes. But it's oh, sorry. It's so sensitive. And then it's even more evil. Okay. I do kind of gush sometimes, but it's not like the girls in the porns. It's like a big, it's a lot for me. It's usually a little over a period of a lot of little orgasms. So if I keep playing, I can make quite a mess. But it's usually not one big squirt, but a bunch of smaller ones. But that's always a lot of fun, if a bit of a mess. I already talked about anal orgasms, which was not even a thing I knew girls could do, but apparently, you can. And I don't know. Being multi-orgasmic is super fun. But sometimes it sucks because I wish I just had all day to play, and I don't. I could probably come a couple more times before I go. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, toys away. Ooh, and go be a good girl. I hope this was informative and enjoyable, GWA. I know I had fun. See you around.